Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by Daniel Lopez, Stephanie Grieben, might be double dipping, Michael Went, DJ Intel, real DJ, he's awesome, Ryan Grant, and Faisal Jan Mohammed. Faisal has actually picked out this movie this week, and I think I called him Faisal Mohammed, but I think he might have emailed me. I don't know. Whatever. Guys, thank you all so much. They donated over at patreon.com/IHateHorror, we really appreciate that. So if you can support monetarily, that's the best way to help us, like all these fine people did. It's like a monthly service, but we try and give some content. We've been doing some bonus episodes. We're trying to get in the habit of doing them more often. But you can cancel at any time and it won't hurt our feelings. Because I really appreciate it. Even the people that give us $2 or less. It means so much to us. So thank you all so much. So thank you guys. This episode, we finally got Paul on. We did Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-a-rama. There's no bowling, but you know, whatever. And sorry for the Patreon members, I didn't get this out early access this week. Whenever you have an episode with Paul, A, it takes up more editing, and B, I'm putting together these fucking pin packs by hand. But those will be going out this week, so that's the good news. And that's really all we have. Oh, shit. And of course, Salem Horror Fest, October 14th, live show. Buy your tickets now. Salemhorror.com, I believe, is the address. We'll be posting more and more as it gets closer to the date, though. $10 for the show, $20, and you get to watch the live podcast, plus Halloween 3 and Videodrome. Now, guys, even though we're there October 14th, they are kicking off the festivities in August. August. So, go over to salemhorror.com and check it out. August, September, October. And we're actually the second to last evening. The last evening is October 15th. They're doing Let the Right One In and Fright Night double feature. So check that out. Salemhorror.com. Buy your tickets. Hopefully Joe will be there. We will see. That's it, man. So like I said, Sorority Babes. I don't know if Paul's going to be on. He did Sorority Babes, and we also recorded Tourist Trap. He did those with us. He was supposed to do the next two, but he does have some traveling going on, so we're not sure how it's going to work out, but we'll see. We'll try and get him on there. If not, we might audible and wait to finish Summer Slasher, whatever it's called. Summer, whatever. We're the worst. All right, guys. Anyway, thank you so much. Enjoy this episode. I hope you like it. It's a little off the rails, but that's what happens when Paul's around. So thanks, guys, and enjoy. everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show. The show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. Sean.
I'm Joe.
I'm Paul.
And this is the summer splatter. Splatter, summer of splatter. The splatter summer, or whatever we're going to call it. This week, well, we got a guest really finally.
Rolls off the tongue nicely.
Yeah.
What? We have a guest.
We do.
He hasn't been here in a while. When was the last time you were on? Do you remember?
Stanny's.
Holy shit. It's like January.
Yeah, he's usually every 3 months. Every three months, supposed to be?
So, well, it was like kind of like a thing. It just worked. I always scheduled it, and then I don't know.
Right, but he was supposed to be on 3 months ago or whatever.
Was he?
Remember, he was like, I forgot my favorite sports team was playing the biggest game of their season. Oh, yeah.
That was weird. And he works at a sports company.
Relax.
Probably had it displayed like 800 times.
You really disgrace Fox 1.
Yeah, Fox Sports 1 is unlucky to have you. Imagine if a Paul from Fox Sports 1 gets canned.
I know it was you.
We heard you on this fucking show. But this is a better episode for Paul anyway. Sorority. Well, we got awesome movies for Paul, except one, which we might have to audible from. We're going to discuss that later, though. But this episode.
Buffalo 4, right?
Joe, give me a break.
Paul did watch these movies in English, though, which was a blessing. Or did you?
I did.
Did you seek out the Portuguese version of Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Ballerama?
No, it was straight up English.
Very good. Had anyone seen this before?
No.
All right.
Negative.
This was given to us by Faisal. I think that's how you pronounce it. Faisal Muhammad. Homie, Patreon member. He told us to do this because he said it was up our alley, which I guess it is.
Yeah.
A bowling reference?
Bowling alley.
Oh, I don't think it was, but he really should have. Starring Linnea Quigley.
Yeah.
Starring Andra Jones from Nightmare on Elm Street 4. He was Rick. And starring Stooge from Night of the Demons. Yes. Or wait. Was that? Yeah, that's this one. Dude. I watched the three movies because I accidentally watched Gutterballs. And dude, we can't do Gutterballs. It's so fucking bad. Yeah, man. So this movie was made in 88.
Yep.
1 hour and 19 minutes long, which I loved. That already gave me... I already loved it from that. But it slowly went downhill as the movie
went. It's a very long, short movie.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Really?
And plus, like, 10 minutes of... That 119 is actually credits, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
You didn't think this was boring?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I wasn't a fan of it. At the end, it was just like a bunch of people running around. And the bad guy in it
was awesome.
Is barely a bad guy.
Come on.
Was awesome.
It was. All right. Yeah. Fine.
All right.
You win this round.
First conversation we need to have is, what is his name?
Oh, it's
Imp.
It's not.
Dr. Uncle Impy?
It's not Mr.
Uncle Impy.
Mr. or Dr.
Mr.
Impy Esquire.
Impy Esquire the third. I thought it was Mr. Lippy at first.
And no, it's Uncle Impy.
Uncle Impy.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it was Mr. Impy, wasn't it?
No, Uncle.
No, yeah, he calls himself Uncle Impy.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I do have it. Uncle Impy.
Yeah, because I was like, no way that Uncle Rumple. Wait, we made up that name though, right? That wasn't in the movie?
No, it was.
I think it may have been in.
Someone calls him Uncle Rumple?
He calls himself Uncle Rumple. Doesn't he?
I honestly don't know. I want to take credit for the name, but I don't know. Uncle Rumple? Oh, I wish we could ask one of our fans. Wait, should I just tweet that?
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I'm going to tweet it, and hope maybe somebody else will...
Use the Googles. So you said first things was to get his name, so it was Uncle Impy.
So Uncle Impy, okay. So I did not know that.
So Paul thinks he was cool.
He wasn't cool.
Thank you.
He was...
Come on.
First of all, he may have been racist.
No. No doubt. Okay. Dude, do you remember those things? Those like hand puppets of goblins?
Talks yeah. like
that's what he fucking looked like.
Yes, yes.
Those
yes.
big shitty
like
things.
Boglins?
He talks like the crows from fucking Dumbo.
Oh my god, he does.
His name is Dookie.
Dookie Flyswatter.
Yeah, yeah, Dookie Flyswatter.
Dookie Flyswatter.
Great. Dookie Flyswatter.
That's definitely his government name.
Yeah. That guy's an asshole, first of all.
Agreed.
Yeah. First of all, fuck that guy. But yeah, it felt racist as soon as he appeared on the screen. He's got a mouth full of teeth. Like, he's got like 7,000 teeth in his mouth. And they just go in like a, like his mouth is so, like, why even include teeth? It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. He has so many fucking teeth. He must have like 100 on the first row alone.
Also, as a villain, he sucks.
He doesn't even move.
Well, he doesn't move.
He doesn't move. It, like,
he actually grants wishes.
The nicest.
Except for the gold is wood.
Well, I mean, the wishes weren't real, but like, that's the worst thing that happens. That's fine. At least like the gold didn't like with Wishmaster, like the gold just gets shoved up his butt. Like we talked about, like I wish for gold. Okay. And then like some guy like shoves gold up your ass. Like it wasn't like that. It was just like, oh,
does that happen?
So, no,
not that I can recall.
The last time we talked about Wishmaster, we kept explaining things he would do, but I just kept saying, it would end up being shoved up your ass. Like, no matter what you wish for, it'd be like, here it is, up your ass.
My reality is being distorted by the bullshit that comes out of our mouth.
Dude, that's a regular occurrence for me. That's a regular occurrence. All right, so let's...
Can we talk about how this movie is called Sorority Babes and stars Leanna Quigley, and she manages to stay fully clothed the entire time?
Dude, this is a weird movie, and there's zero gore in it.
None.
There are kills off screen.
Yeah.
In like, I was really hoping for a splatter film in this, and it was not. But no. I mean, it was in the vein, right?
This was a Charles Band production too.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, of course it was.
That idiot.
Yeah. Well, so is the movie we're doing next week.
Tourist Trap?
Mm-hmm.
That was Charles Band? Why was that one? Well, whatever. Did he do Dolls? Because it felt like Dolls.
He did Doll Man, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me.
101 Doll Mansions.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Back, motherfuckers.
Dude, that should be the... oh, my God. Dude, please write him pitching that, because I guarantee you in 6 months it'll be a film. 101 Doll Mansions.
Did you see this director's other filmography?
Oh, my God. Wait. Fuck. What was his name?
David DeCoto?
No, what was it? Wait.
No, that's... What?
No. What was
the director?
What was the filmation? What was the
Bigfoot versus DB Cooper?
No way.
I would watch that fucking
what?
Second.
No way. Why would those two fight?
Because they're both somewhere lost in the woods of Oregon.
Oh my God.
I'm very intrigued.
Dude, that is so stupid. DB Cooper running around with like a backpack full of money.
He gets mauled.
And Bigfoot's like, hey,
how's that even
what are you
fight?
Doing here? Oh, the only guy that ever caught Bigfoot is lost. No one knows where he is. Dude, that's amazing. Fuck, we might have to do that for the show. All right. So Stooge, a.k.a. Hal Havens, big year for him in 1988. Fucking Night of the Demons was the same year, 88. And he was in a two-part episode of ALF as a cop.
ALF?
Yeah.
You know, my mom's cousin was on ALF. All right, moving on.
Can you say his name?
It was a she.
Oh, okay. What did she play?
The woman.
Wait, what?
The one that wasn't Alf, but was a female.
Wait, she was a regular character?
I believe so. I think she was like the star.
Oh.
That was
your mom's cousin?
Yeah.
Is she rich?
I don't know. I never met her.
Oh, well. This is fishy.
This is going downhill.
Well, anyways, fuck you guys.
All right, so.
It's probably second cousin. Eat shit.
Probably neighbor. All right, so we have Sorority Babes and the Slime Ball Bolarama. So we open up with these two, like, overly nerdy guys, but they're both kind of handsome. One looks like that fella.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Hardwick. Josh, no.
Hartnett?
Hartnett. One looks like Josh Hartnett, don't you think?
I did not pick up on that.
Josh Hartnett?
I don't know. And they're getting really excited because they're going to go watch sorority initiations. They're really horny.
They're looking at nudie mags.
They're looking at penthouses with each other. Well, one's looking at a horror movie. One's looking at penthouses. And Stooge is just sitting there guzzling
just
beer.
Just being a douchebag.
As usual, picks up right
why,
where he left
why
off.
Why would he be hanging out with those guys?
And did you notice his shitty haircut?
I wasn't paying attention.
I think it's like from Night of the Demons, and like he tried to let it grow in, but there's like a fucking gash across his head.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. He's such an asshole. Why would he be hanging out with these guys was Paul's question.
Who else are you going to hang out with?
Honestly, well,
why would
I think
they hang out with him?
He might be a bigger
asshole.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's
he's
like
being so rude.
It's like this equal. It's just like no one likes any of these people. And one of them literally like doesn't talk the whole movie. He's just.
It'd be like if there was a... never mind.
Were you going to say something terrible about Paul?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a Paul
I was bracing.
Yeah, and the desperation of these nerds, it like comes through on the screen, like really, like they're so fucking desperate. So they're like all excited because they're going to go sneak and watch this...
sorority initiation.
Yeah, and they're like, Babs is running it, so you know she's going to be bending people over. Wow. Why would you know that?
Yeah.
and then one of them's like, I think it's Stooge, of course. He's like, I'd like to bend her over.
Of course there's Stooge.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Because Calvin doesn't even want to go yet.
No.
He just wants to watch zombie flicks.
Yeah. And Stooge is whatever. And then they're talking about last year's initiation. Like, they're like, well, why is it so good? Like, they're trying to convince Calvin, who's like, I want to go. And they're like, well, last year there was this girl with huge boobs and they put worms in her bra and they made her do push-ups, deep push-ups. I don't know what about that I'm supposed to be excited about because none of it. Okay, like let's say you were like going to spy on an initiation to see naked girls. This girl's wearing a bra, so one.
Not naked.
Already not naked.
Deep
there's
push-ups?
More. I don't know what a deep.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's just low to the ground.
No, the worms, not deep push-ups. Love deep push-ups. Dude,
like, why would the worm? Why does the worms add to that?
It doesn't.
Like, I'd honestly
That'd be
like,
disgusting.
I'd be like, last year,
call the police.
Last year, we almost got the best thing ever, but she was wearing a bra and had worms in
disgusting,
her bra and was doing
push-ups disgusting,
and
dirty
exercise, and not being sexy.
Worms, worms are fucking gross.
Worms are disgusting and fucking whatever. But that makes the guys be like, oh, my God, we got to go. They're so fucking excited. They make this nerd drink one beer, and Stooge's like, they'll put hair on your chest.
Yeah.
It's like Coors.
Or what? Dude pukes all over.
Dude, he barfs the entire movie. Dude.
That one beer.
Dude, he barfs the throughout the movie, somebody's like, you gotta stop barfing. Like, he'd literally be dead. He had nothing in his stomach. That would be really concerning. We then meet our sorority gals, and like they're talking about this initiation, like it's going to be like all these naked girls, and there's two pledges there, and even better, they're in a fucking house,
right?
And then when our guys show up, because they're like they're talking about, it, and they're like, "How are we going to spy on them?" And he's like, "Oh, I got this great window seat, like I've got this like great place to view it from." So
isn't
I was
it, like floor level,
Joe. They're sitting outside the window, like three right inches there. Away from them. It was insane. But the way he's saying it, you're like, oh, it's outside.
Right.
They probably
like Animal
in a
House
building.
When he climbs up the ladder.
Right. Dude, they're peeping in through a window on their property and just like all their faces are pressed up against the glass and they are inches away from that window. Yeah. They are like inches away from this woman's ass. And then they're like, we got to get a closer look.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And then they go, then they break into the house to spy on them inside the house.
And they have the best view they could possibly have. Without
it was better
caught.
Than where they were. Dude, they were looking through a door behind them where all the other sorority girls were like standing, so they couldn't see anything. Which, really, when you look at this group of this fucking motley crew, I wouldn't put it past them.
Right.
This looks like the kind of group that would do that. I think it was a good idea.
Sure.
The girls are getting spanked. We see the girls getting spanked. They're in underwear.
Yeah, and the ones that are initiating were having like a conversation about being a satanic cult before that, which comes into play Absolutely not
nothing,
at all.
Dude, nothing. Nothing about this movie comes into play. There's no story.
You're right. That's a fact.
That's a fact. There's no story. There's no character depth except Spider, kind of, who we'll meet later. But even her is like not
only
really.
Because somebody told us something about her.
But not even because like they keep asking her questions and she's like, I don't know. I don't have parents. I don't know where I'm from. I live on my own. It's like, oh.
Right. Okay. And there's no like wrap up to that.
No. Other than she takes a nerd home later to fuck.
If you're a sex slave.
Pretty much.
Is that the same nerd that the other girl's rubbing all over?
No. Okay. Different nerd. Right. So these nerds. I just love calling people nerds.
Get your nerds figured out.
Get your fucking nerds. So the guys go inside. Did anyone notice the 6-burner stove?
No.
It was a wonderful stove. I would love to have 6-burner stove, just FYI. I saw it and I was like, wow, that looks
That's
really
quite the observation.
That looks really convenient. You
expect us to pick up on that?
I would love 2 extra burners on my stove.
I didn't even know they made that.
I didn't either. That's why I was so taken aback. I was left breathless.
I mean, that is pretty convenient.
Dude, it's amazing. To have 2 extra burners? Yeah. Paul?
Flabbergasted.
Well, anyway, so the guys break in. They watch the girls get spanked first.
The song that plays is so good. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't recall.
It's just like funky ass 80s synth and it's just going sex.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, sex is right because the next initiation after they get spanked for like 15 minutes straight, which was like that would be painful, is whipped cream delight.
Yes.
So you're like, oh boy, here it comes.
Nope.
It is nothing that you think. It is just them literally just spraying an entire can of whipped cream at that, like just in their general direction. Not even like in particular areas, just like all over their chest. And it just falls off immediately. And they're like, whoops. And they're just like, that's it.
Yeah. Right, go clean yourself
like,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the girl, yeah. The girls are like screaming and they're like, ah! It's just whipped cream.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, now go clean up. And
the only inconvenience is they're going to have to wash that stuff tomorrow.
But yeah, that's it. That's it. But they're like, okay, go clean up, and then it's going to be your final initiation. I'm like, oh, that's pretty easy. And then they go upstairs to take a shower, which that's like a full insane nude scene.
Yes.
And for some reason, they all have there's whipped cream all over that girl's body, like as if she jumped in a pool of whipped cream. It was insane. Dude, she was wearing a shirt in that scene. And then she's in the shower and it's all over her chest. Yeah, it was just cans. One can each. It was the most unoffensive thing. So the girls get sent up and, oh boy. They full frontal.
Yep.
That was fun. One girl, though, wants to quit because she's like, this initiation's too hard.
The 80s were like something else, man.
It really was. Like,
people be so up in arms about that now.
This scene, or like,
they're just like full frontal, like that, just gratuitous nudity.
It was gratuitous, 100% gratuitous. Like, it was like
there's nothing to push the story along,
dude. The girls in a shower with no curtain.
Yeah,
like you. I know they're sorority sisters, but they probably don't know each other, and they're just showering. They're just like rubbing themselves all over. Just whipped cream.
Wait, they're going to get so much water on the floor.
This is reminding. Have you seen The Screaming Dead?
No, I don't think so.
You have, right?
Unfortunately.
There's so many just shower scenes.
Yeah, but that's like.
Our buddy Mike is on the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Giving his review.
Yeah. Yes. Our other buddy Taylor got cut out.
Yes. That's it.
No. They asked him afterwards, what would you like to see Misty Monday do next? And he said, me.
They cut that out?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'm pretty sure she's like a softcore porn actress.
No, that's exactly
what Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was awesome Lord of the G's.
She absolutely was. We watched that freshman year.
Allegedly.
No, we did.
Yeah, this is like super gratuitous in this, though. And like the shower curtain thing, like, even like, forget like, that you're naked, like that would just make a fucking mess.
Yeah,
water everywhere.
Yeah,
she just spread.
And it's like a top floor.
Yes,
fucking the wood's gonna rot. My dad'd be furious. Dad comes to help move out, sees all that. Never be able to allowed back.
Never allowed to shower again. Yeah.
But if the woman was naked and had giant boobs, would your dad still kick
be furious? We took a wait in the car while he takes care of it.
The guys go upstairs and start spying on them, get showering, which is, again, like the 80s. Like, holy shit.
So hard.
I mean, not only like is this like the spying crime, but like they broke into a house.
And then crept upstairs to watch.
The psychological effect that would have on a young woman, like seeing three pieces of shit.
Three creeps.
That broke into your house.
Dude, the breaking into the house is like the craziest thing. I mean, I guess the other ones, I mean, it's all bad, but like, I'm just trying to think of an example. I guess they've always been like public areas where they've like, that's still just as bad.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Looking through the back window, it's.
But the breaking and entering thing just freaks me out just because it's like if some guy watched me get changed in like a public shower, I'd be like, that's terrible, but I'd be like, well, I was in public showering.
Right.
But this is like the privacy of your own home.
Well, and if somebody watched you outside the window of your own home, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Well,
if somebody entered your house and you saw them.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just be like, extra
busted.
Dude, and that's,
that's exactly what they say.
Yeah, she sees it. Babs doesn't even freak out. Babs just like sneaks up behind him.
Dude, Babs walks slowly.
If I turned around and saw that, I would shoot them.
With your dick. What you say? Pew pew. That'd probably scare him.
You just flap it around, make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
tang some hog like Val Venus.
Tickles me so much. Like a bunch of people just watching Paul change, and he just. That was, they think that was they don't scary. See. You don't think he sees you, and you're like spying on him, and he just looks you dead in the eye, and points his dick at you, and makes gun noises. You'd be like, this guy's a fucking nutcase.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my god,
kind of a freak would do that.
I don't know, but these nerds are spying. Babs catches them, and it's like, now what am I supposed to do? Well. A, call the police. Like, fucking idiot. And then she even explains it. She's like, I should have called the cops on you. And then she's like, we should have murdered you and told the cops you were a bunch of rapists. I was like, yeah.
You
could. Probably should have done that. Well, fuck, I want to reference something from Tourist Trap. Because that I believe that would be a real law. Like, you could get away with shooting someone. That broke into your house to rape you, mm-hmm. Right? What do they call that? Like self-defense? Hold your ground? Stand your ground, something like that. That's a law, right? In Tourist Trap later, we'll have a man claim that there's a law that if you catch your wife whoring with your brother, you're legally obligated to shoot both of them.
You can't be horny, dude. Legally obligated. Not you have the option. You're obligated
you need to.
You have to do this.
As a citizen, it's your right.
That's not even what he's saying.
No, it's not.
Like, you must do this.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's like I just had to shoot him.
You didn't want to.
Serious repercussions.
I was really sad afterwards. So Babs says, I don't know why, but Babs is like, we're fine with you guys looking, but now you're just going to have to go help these two girls get a trophy. So she's sending out two sexual predators with the two girls they were just spying on.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys go alone to the fucking, sorry, I just spit all over Joe. I'm like across a fucking mile long. She sends them to the mall alone. What'd you say?
That was impressive.
That was so long. I don't know how to turn my phone off. I think I got it. So she sends two sexual predators out three sexual predators with two young women. And just says, go have fun. Go get a bowling trophy first, because that's important. And Babs tells us that her dad owns the mall, so they're going to go use the surveillance footage and scare them real good. Like, why would you need surveillance footage? Just follow them.
Yeah, how are you going to scare them?
Jump out.
That would so much planning.
And you know what? Like Joe was saying, like, this movie is boring for parts, and it's because again, nothing really happens. Well,
so this movie is very short.
This is the most exciting part.
This movie is very short.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing happens for a good part of it.
And like, even the girls, like we were just saying, like, they're using this surveillance. They're like, we're going to use the surveillance footage and really scare the shit out of them. They stay in that room like 3/4 of the movie, and they only leave because the imp makes them leave.
Mr. Imp.
And like,
Imp's Uncle, such a better name.
And then there's like no real reason, Mr. Imp. I don't know. I like Uncle Impy, but Uncle Impy versus Uncle Rumpel.
Heard about me? We
they're
what?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Can we pitch that idea to Mr. Band?
Yeah.
Rump versus Imp.
Yeah. Was Rump?
No.
Charles Band, though? I don't think it was.
No, but I'm sure it can't cost much to acquire the rights.
Well, it's also like
public domain.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not public domain. Well, Rumpelstiltskin is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he does.
That movie's totally public domain.
There's no way that, dude, there's no way that.
No one's paying for the rights. Uncle Rumpel is set in it.
Oh, it is set in it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Here I come, little Johnny. Do you say it?
Damn, we did not make that up. That's a shame.
Fuck. Edit this out.
Yeah, everything.
Destroy all evidence.
So yeah, that's something. So where were we? Babs is going there to watch the security cams and scare them. And her two like sorority minions are like, Babs, you're so evil. Most innocent.
So prank. They are so tame.
They're the most. This is the.
This is the 80s.
And this is the tamest version. Dude, actually, this whole movie is tame.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to a fault, the very big fault. It's so tame.
Besides Gratuitous nudity.
In that one scene. And then you have Linnea Quigley.
Well, you have the girl that becomes. Like, the guy wishes to have sex.
Okay, yeah. Which, by the way,
they don't.
They. Afterwards, they're like. They're treating her like a main character after that. I thought she was like a totally created character, like, and then later they're like, hey, Lisa. And she's like, yeah. I didn't know she was.
She wasn't there from the beginning?
I didn't realize that she was, but I guess she is.
No, I'm actually asking. Was she there from the beginning?
I don't think so. I thought they created her as a wish. Do you know what I'm saying?
That was one of the two girls that was getting spied on.
Yeah, she's the new girl.
Yeah, she's one of the pledges.
So then who are the...
One of the pledge girls gets turned into like the object of his desire.
And what does the other pledge girl do?
Gives a shit. I don't know.
All right, well, Babs breaks in. She shoves
The other girl's the one that gets ripped apart.
And Taffy. Taffy. Yeah. So I lost track of them. Yeah. Taffy.
Can I play that laugh? I guess I'll wait for this.
Yeah, just wait for the scene, because I was crying at that scene. They accidentally shove a janitor in a broom closet, which is a great gag and lasts the entire movie.
But was his name George Flower? George Buck Flower? Buck S. Flower?
The real man's name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's in like a billion movies.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's an idiot in this one.
Yeah, he is. But he is, thank God, a mangle expert.
Yes.
Nice.
Fuck. Good job, Paul. Good catch. Me and Joe do not market our shit properly. We just bring it up whenever we feel like it. Yeah, dude, this guy's 100% a mangle expert.
Yep.
Except also a shitty one.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I can't hear you. Oh, dude, the deaf
guy. I can't get out of a fucking closet.
And thought wind blew it.
Knocked him over.
He's like, oh man, it must be the wind. He's in a fucking mall.
Oh, the wind is never pushing that hard.
Pushed a door and a man. And the door was also talking and screaming behind him, being like, we can't get in.
He's in Pumpkinhead, They Live, Back to the Future, Back to the Future 2, Escape from New York, The Fog.
Wow.
It's like everything.
Good for him.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah, I guess. So our core group finally makes it to the bowling alley. The nerds, Stooge, and Taffy, and whatever her other name is. They walk into this bowling alley, and they go, oh, geez, this place is really weird. literally looks like every bowling alley I've ever been to in my life. No bowling alley I've ever seen. Jeez, this is weird. And then they're looking for a literal trophy, which I didn't realize. Like, I thought she meant, like, get something cool. But they were literally tasked with retrieving a trophy. One, they start looking for this trophy. One nerd walks away. Calvin, I think his name is. That the brunette nerd? Brown hair nerd?
Calvin is the one that runs into Spider.
Yes. Okay. So Calvin runs into Spider, who is using a crowbar to break into a cash register, which should be a little more simple than it is for her. She's having a real hard time with that fucking cash register. And we get like 20 minutes of like sassy back and forth between Spider and this group. And Calvin is immediately smitten with Spider.
Rightfully so.
Spider's attractive.
Yeah.
Spider's way more attractive than Revenge of the... Return of the Living Dead, Linnea.
For sure.
Yes. Question. Why does Linnea never get a last name? Why does she always get like trash and puke and Spider?
She's just a punk.
I guess she was
just a punk.
You think she was a real punk in real life? No.
Sure.
All right. Also, the nerd, when he meets Linnea, goes, come here often.
robbing
a register at midnight. And like I said, they have a heated exchange. The crew actually finds the trophy. They have like a weird physical thing where Spider like gut checks him with a fucking crowbar and he drops the trophy and starts smoking and unleashes a demon dog who doesn't have a name but goes by the name Uncle Impy.
Uncle Impy. Let's describe his looks.
A fucking asshole. Like, and Paul said it the best. He really looks like one of those fucking toy, like I think they were called Boglins, honestly.
They were. No, they were.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Boglins? Boglins.
Yeah, yep.
That's that.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. This thing looks exactly like a Boglin.
Yeah.
And the fact
it doesn't move at all.
No way he's.
It just moves its mouth.
Dude, it's terrible.
And it looks so bad. You're like, this has to be a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he stays like that the entire movie.
Yeah.
In one spot, one still spot, and they just shot all of his lines there.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating because he does nothing.
No. Just talks shit.
Dude, he talks shit. He talks shit, and when people try to leave, he's like, oh, poor poopers, and then like shoots a bolt of electricity. But it's like, it's not like anything exciting. It just cuts to an area where we see a gate, and we see blue electricity electrify it. Because it's like magic.
Do you know what he sounds like?
What?
That. Remember when they did the G.I. Joe?
Dude, 100%.
He's like, hey, kid, I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading. Beep, boom, 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 boom. Hey, kid, I'm a computer.
Dude, it's 100% what he sounds like. He's like spoofing like I don't even know. It's just like it's like make a stupid voice.
Hey, kid, I'm a computer.
Like, that's what you do, like, right? Like, that's not imitating anything or spoofing anything, really. It's just like some guy was like, I'm going to make fun of G.I. Joe, so I'm going to make up the stupidest voices I've ever could have ever conceived. And that's what this guy's voice is.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, I'm a computer. Ham sandwich. Remember that?
No, it's pork chops.
Pork chops.
Pork chops.
Pork chops chop sandwiches.
Give me the stick. Don't give him the stick.
Pork chop sandwiches.
What the fuck is going on?
Dude, those high-pitched voices of the kids were like,
hey, man, what the fuck? Fuck you, the guy's swearing so much. That's so much funnier in this movie.
Dude, 100%. 100%. And the voices
are just... Get out of here!
It's 100% that voice, though. Like, it's just this terrible voice.
Hey, do you know my dad?
No. That is Uncle Impy's voice. No.
Oh shit.
So yeah, man. Uncle Impy tells our guys that he can grant everyone wishes. Like, this movie sucks so bad. Like, again, who's the bad guy? Like,
well, obviously, okay, so Uncle Impy, give me a fucking break.
Dude.
He's a fucking demon imp.
But he doesn't do anything.
Why can they not, like, subdue him?
Why?
Because he has fucking
powers. Why doesn't anyone try? Dude, Linnea Quigley's like, Linnea Quigley.
Well, no, at first he's just messing with him.
Dude, there are
obviously.
And then at the end, what does he do? He gets Can I just go there?
Wait, he was occupied.
There are multiple scenes where Linnea Quigley like walks up to his face and is like, "You fucking piece of shit," and he does nothing. He does nothing to her. She insults him so heavily, dude. Like multiple scenes where she's like, "You stupid piece of shit," and then like they just go on with the next scene, and then it cuts back, and she's like, "You're a real piece of shit, you stupid piece of shit." Like it's so bizarre. She talks so much shit to him, and like there's no actual dialogue because they clearly just recorded his shit later.
Right.
Oh, like yeah. Or like before, whatever. Like so, there's no. He's not like, "Hey man, don't say that." Like he's just like, like it's fucking insanity.
But like, you're saying he's the bad guy because he has powers. Think about how.
Because he's an actual demon.
Think about how he was thwarted at the end.
Yeah, I know.
But
it doesn't mean he's not the bad guy.
A tin can.
A tin fucking can.
Dude. Now, listen, I understand that.
I was so confused.
Just because he's a bad guy doesn't mean he's not the bad guy.
I don't know if he, like, I think the bigger bad guy is the people he turned into, like, who knows? No, they don't explain it. So yeah, just like zombies.
Well, I guess I'd make him the bad guy because he's doing that.
Yeah, I guess. But he doesn't even give a shit.
Like, I feel like if he lost the fight and like they just escaped, he'd be like, "Well,
I
because it's pretty close."
No, motherfucker has been in that thing for like 30 years,
and then
he was just trying to have a good time.
Later on, the janitor who is the mangle expert explains this imp who last got out 30 years ago, and he's like, "Oh man, like." Ruined everyone's lives. First of all, he only ruined one guy's life. And second, like, what is his purpose? Like, it seems like he's just a nuisance.
Do they describe his purpose?
They said his purpose later in this movie that we meet the janitor who's like, they're like, "What is this thing?" And the janitor's like, "Oh, I'll tell you." the janitor's like straight up like, "Why'd you let him out?" And they're like, "Well, we didn't know there was an imp living in there." And the janitor's like, "Oh, well, you shouldn't let him out because he's a real headache." Like, this guy's just an inconvenience more than anything. And he explains that there was a guy that sucked at – this story is so terrible. A man sucked at bowling and then somehow obtained the imp, which they never explained. But he got an imp that granted him a wish to be better at bowling. But his wish came true.
Can you imagine writing a story like that?
Handing it to somebody and be like, "Can you give me money to make
this?" These two guys went to the store and then an imp.
This guy really wanted something at the store, but he couldn't afford it. And then he had an imp. wish he had the stuff at the store.
I wish it was a typo. He actually just had a gimp.
Dude. So he gets this imp, and the imp grants him the ability to be good at bowling. But then people still make fun of
him. But this movie has so little to do with bowling.
Can I tell you this? I gotta finish this story.
Was that actually even a real bowling alley, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, one time you actually see the alley.
Because somebody rolls a ball into a person's face.
To death.
To death.
I take it back. This movie is awesome.
So he gets Uncle Impy, and then he's good at bowling and like bowls perfect games, which should make him like a very wealthy person. Even if you just fucking gamble with people and you're like, "I bet you $1 million I'll bowl perfect game," they'd be like 100%, and you win. But that's not what he does. Instead, instead people keep bullying him, so he uses the imp to kill them, I guess. And then he goes to jail and dies from lethal injection for the murders of multiple people. And then no one ever explains how they captured the imp again. But he was in the bowling trophy. And that's the story. That's the story of the imp. That's the whole backstory of this movie. And then this guy's like, "So why'd you let him out?" And they're like, "Well, obviously we didn't know there was an imp in there." He's like, "Oh, what's it going to be a problem?" But like nothing's ever. Oh, and dude, they're like, "Well, how do we get him back in?" And he's like, "I don't know. Somebody said container. Like, you have to use magic against him. But I don't know what that means." And they're like, "Okay."
Right. So how does Linnea conclude just to put the thing over his head?
Because she goes, she's like, because he's like, I've
as
heard.
As long as you contain him in something.
No, that's not even what he's, dude. This is,
doesn't the Mangle expert say?
No, he goes
as long
like
as
this,
you enclose him in something.
Dude, he goes, I don't know. I don't think so. Because he goes.
It's like when the shamrock's on top of the leprechaun's thing. You can fucking
dude,
get
it's 100% like that. But even that makes more sense. Because at least there's something over the box that could easily be broken open. That's like, oh, he can't do it because there's a shamrock.
It's a fucking
there.
Coffee. Fucking Folgers lid.
But like, this was like, because he says the only way you could do it is by like using his magic against him. And they're like, I don't know what that means. And he's like, yeah, neither do I. And then they're like, then Linnea's like, I think I'm just going to kick him in the butt and put something over him. And then the guy's like hard of hearing. And he's like, I don't know what you just said, but maybe kick him in the butt and put something over him. And they're like, okay. And that's how they decide that's what they do.
Does she kick him in the
butt?
No. Okay.
Which would have been a great throwback. At least I would have been like, oh, well, that's funny. She did what she promised. But that's not what happens. Yeah. Well, now that we discussed the entire ending, we can go back.
Adios.
And adios. Spider again keeps telling this guy to eat dog shit and die. She says that. Eat dog shit and die. What else do we learn? Oh, Stooge had used his... They get wishes. Stooge wishes for gold and gets it.
Yep.
Taffy wishes to be the prom queen.
Prom queen. She gets it. Is there anybody? Oh, and
Keith wants to have sex with Lisa.
Keith wants to have sex with Lisa, which, dude, what a waste of a fucking wish. What a fucking waste. Paul, you have one wish, any wish in the world. And by the way, why didn't that wish disappear? Like, remember when, because basically what happens is they have these wishes and Stooge is like, rubbing gold all over himself. And then he's like, wait a minute, this isn't gold. And it turns back to like wood. And then like Taffy's dress turns into rags. Nothing happens with Keith and this girl having sex.
Other than
she
keep won't
having
stop.
Sex. Yeah.
Well, they don't have sex.
Oh, no. She's just rubbing herself constantly.
Maybe like, she's just trying to blue balls him to death.
Dude, that's the Wishmaster way. What a Wishmaster turn. So he electrifies the gate, so they're all stuck in the mall.
It is, like, very surprising that they would write an 80s, a character in the 80s where he's like, no, I'm not going to have sex with you because you're, like, incapacitated. Like, this isn't right.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, he's like, you're not yourself. Like
any other 80s movie, they'd be like, yep.
This seems like the perfect time to have sex. If there's any time to have sex with a woman, this is it.
Yeah.
Which is completely helpless. Yeah, that was the 80s, probably in a nutshell. Uncle Impy uses puns like, have a nice trip, see you next fall.
His puns.
It is so funny.
Dude, what?
Have a nice trip.
Joe, that's funny. You know it.
No, I didn't
Joe?
Laugh. What? I'm not going to agree to that.
Nice fall.
I got it. It wasn't funny.
This is when it starts getting boring because it's just like the two girls get turned into demons. Babs somehow doesn't, and she's just like running around. Like everyone at this point is just running around like as if they don't have a script. As if they're like, all right, guys, run around the mall.
Spoiler alert.
I'm starting to believe they didn't.
They should have just put it in fast forward and played Benny Hill music.
That sounds a lot better than what I had to do. The demon girls are bowling with Stooge's head.
Yep.
They kill Stooge. I forget how, but they rip off his head. You forget how because most of the kills are off camera and there's zero gore.
They like put in like an ice box or something. Ice chest? I don't know.
That's what it was.
Was that what it was? Like an ice chest?
I have no idea. It was just like grinding noises. And people were like, holy shit, what are they doing to Stooge? And then Stooge looks up and his head is fine. It just got like
red on it.
And then they like stick his arm in it. And they're like, no! Well, what the fuck is happening? And then two scenes later, they're rolling Stooge's head down a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And Uncle Impy's like, gutter head. You could have said gutter ball, and it's just as funny.
It's probably funnier.
Gutter head. So literal.
Gutter is a tool.
Gutter head. The other girls start hunting Taffy, the prom queen. Spider shoots one of the girls with a gun that Spider somehow obtains. Doesn't do anything.
Yeah, did she have that the whole time?
No.
Someone delivered it to her via motorcycle.
In a rolled up carpet. yeah, the janitor finally gets free. And then slams his hand in the door and says, this sucker's gonna be the size of a donkey dick come daylight. But then says, and I couldn't make this out, but he goes, guess I'm just gonna have to scratch my balls with, and then he says something I could not understand. I rewound it like a dozen times. I have no idea what he says, but it doesn't even make sense. Because why would you stretch your balls with your thumb?
Why wouldn't you just use your other hand?
Yeah, well,
it's not ambidextrous, Joe.
To scratch, to paunch your nuts. I would hope you can do that. But this guy can't. The nerds are still doing shit. One of the nerds that's still having sex is like, hey, I'm going to go get some water. She's like, I don't want water. And he's like, oh, ice. Which I didn't understand that scene. So he goes to get water.
Ice down his crotch because he can't grind it on so hard.
Too much
outer course.
Probably is.
That's probably the joke. Yeah, you're probably right. Good job, Paul, for ruining my joke. That's fine. Stomping all over my fucking awesome joke. The nerds. So this nerd's walking around looking for water, and he finds a fryolator, which they shove his head into, which, again, zero gore. You don't see it. And fucking Uncle Limpy shows up again. Like, Uncle Limpy hadn't been on screen for like 30 minutes. I totally forgot about him. And then he just shows up and goes, Crispy Critters! And then it cuts again. He's like doing like the MX, what was that most extreme challenge?
Oh, when the hosts are just like, oh my God!
Right. Like, they're like not there. They're like barely there. And then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, what a ding-a-ling! Because the guy gets like hit in the nuts and they just scream like, whoa, that's gonna hurt. Like
the Asian broadcaster?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they did the American ones.
Yeah.
And the American ones were the obnoxious ones. Okay. Those were the ones that were like, talk about getting whacked in the nuts. Like just on the nose puns, like not even puns, just saying things, just screaming it. But yeah, that's what this guy reminds me of. Because he has no involvement in the story anymore.
Uncle Libby never has anything to do with this.
Now he's just showing up to say things. Crispy Critter! Dude, that's all he says. It just cuts to him. Hard cut to him screaming Crispy Critters and then cut away. Like, why? Why is this even in the movie? Fucking insane. We start seeing...
Dookie Flyswatter got paid for this.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. He should be fucking killed. Spider and Calvin are having a little bit of a love story, I guess. Calvin's like starting to get some feelings for him.
Yeah.
Because Calvin's a sweet guy. Tells him to not stop smoking. And Spider's like, go fuck yourself. And then it's like, oh, you're a sweet kid. And that's the love story. That's the extent of it. Taffy finds Keith's Fryolator body, which has, again, like I keep saying zero gore, but she's like, Keith? Because he's like sitting in a booth. And she touches him and his head falls into the light. So you're expecting to see like a horrible corpse. It's just Keith with like black crepas smudged all over his face.
Crepas?
Like it's fucking insane. Like it's just dirt all over his face. And she's like, nah! And then it cuts to fucking Uncle Impy. And he just goes, oh. Dude, I was crying at this thing because I all I could picture was like, all I wanted was to be in the room with both of you watching that and just to see your reaction. Because he's just like, and then it cuts away. Immediate hard cut to that, and then cuts away.
Well, luckily, I happen to have it queued up.
Oh shit. Dude, he does have so many teeth.
Dude, he's got a regular.
Ha 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 ha
Does he really have that many teeth?
Oh, yeah.
I have like a second set removed. I'm pretty sure he had like shark teeth, too. Didn't he have to have like a ton of them removed?
Disgusting.
Dude, come on.
Dude, I swear to God, he had like 30 extra teeth. That's such an exaggeration.
That's like double.
Scientifically, it's probably like three. It just made his mouth look really cramped. All right, I'm
trying to find him.
So Uncle Impy laughs. It's insane. It's like Herman Munster meets the Cowardly Lion. It sucks ass. Babs and Uncle Impy are now talking. I don't know how. Oh, the two demons. The two demon girls, they catch Taffy after she finds Keith. And you want to talk about blowing a fucking joke? Her name's Taffy. And the two demons start pulling on her. Like one from the arms, one from the legs. So they're pulling Taffy. And they have a fucking narrating imp trying to make jokes and fails to make the joke that two demons are pulling Taffy. I mean, I was so infuriated. And I only noticed it because I rewound it like four times. And I was like, why are they pulling her? Like, this seems so stupid. And I was like, oh, they're pulling Taffy. So fucking dumb. And no one decides to narrate that joke, though. Uncle Impy's just like, whoa! Babs and Uncle Impy have a conversation where he explains that he's an imp to Babs. And Babs is attacked by her own homie. She like shoves her into, it looks like a fucking pit, but the girl falls into the bowling lane where Spider and Calvin just happen to be. And they see this demon laying in the bowling alley and they're like, let's throw a bowling ball at its head. And they roll one bowling ball at its head. Which happens to be perfect, which is fine. I'm actually okay with that because I don't want to waste time watching somebody throw six gutter balls.
That would actually be so much funnier.
That would be way funnier, especially because even the one ball that they throw perfectly is so slow. And the demon's just laying on the floor going, no! You might as well have had them roll like six balls and the demon scream the whole time. That would have been so much funnier. And again, no gore whatsoever. The bowling ball crushes her face. You don't see it. It just cuts. And that's fucking it, man.
Yeah. I wasn't even so sure that it actually killed her. I was like, is she even dead?
I had no idea. There's another scene that straight up happens off camera. I forget which one it was. I don't think it was this, but it's like, they're like about to do something and it just straight up cuts to the next scene. And you're like, I paid to watch it. I didn't pay. I watched on YouTube. But if I did pay to watch it, I'd be fucking furious.
Right. What were you saying was a big budget last week?
This movie, $250,000.
This?
Yeah.
This is $90,000.
Gutterballs.
Gutterballs had $250,000.
Yeah, I think that's what we were talking about.
This had $90,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In the '80s, though, so it's a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean,
inflation's bullshit.
90K is still 90K, right?
Yeah.
This looks a lot better than Gutterballs.
Does it?
Yeah.
I only saw that one scene. It was a little hairy.
So the janitor tells these guys the story we just told. Yeah. It means nothing to the rest of this movie. Calvin and Spider walk around for like 10 minutes and there's nothing happening in this movie at this point.
This
like,
episode is now longer than the movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's pretty close. But like nothing's happening in this movie. Like it's just people wandering around.
I'm afraid to say it. I think I actually kind of liked it though.
We already said that.
We liked
Now that I'm listening to it, I don't know why.
I like the idea. I just don't know why they failed so hard at such an easy concept to like fuck with.
I mean,
do you know what I mean? Like, cut out the fucking imp, first of all. Like, why would
you have to leave the imp.
Leave the imp.
All right, that's fine. Do something. Get some like real minions.
Spider has to give more shit or something.
Do anything.
I don't know.
Do anything.
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 Anything. And show the gore. Why was all the gore cut out?
I mean, because they had no budget.
I guess. But, dude, all you had to do was spray ketchup, and I would have been fine.
It's a lot of bottles of ketchup.
Do something. They rented out a fucking bowling alley.
Listen, I agree, but even the kills off screen was not my biggest issue.
How much do you think the puppet was? Get rid of the fucking imp.
No, well,
the racist imp.
That couldn't have cost anything.
Well, oh, right, because it was a Boglins. So $20 at Cape Toys.
Yeah.
Like,
that was, yeah, I mean.
It was a Boglin, just.
Like, hey, listen, here's $200. Get us a fucking monster.
Yeah, how much would it cost to make a monster?
Because a lot.
Well, no, yeah, but that thing doesn't move. It just has a shitload of teeth.
The human teeth alone probably set them back $50,000.
How much do you think?
They buy human teeth off the black market. This thing needs real teeth.
How much do you think turkey costs?
Turkey?
Yeah.
From Thanksgiving?
Nothing, because that was like a pre-made puppet. That was just a turkey.
But at least he moved.
Yeah.
Turkey is superior to Uncle Imp.
And at least he wore a human face.
Dude, Turkey does so much more in that movie than this guy.
Well, yeah.
And they had to have way less money.
I don't know what this is.
It sucks. It's boring. That's the point I'm trying to make.
It's terrible. It's really fucking bad.
What?
I liked it more than Tourist Trap.
Shut the fuck up.
Paul.
What?
That can't even be possible. I wasn't even the biggest Tourist Trap fan, but that can't be possible because this movie is dog shit. Paul, there's no bad guy. They're not fighting anyone.
Yeah, but that's
and they catch him in a can.
Dude, they're toying.
Paul,
Uncle Impy is toying with them.
He's not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's just standing there.
He's toying with them because if they try and get out, that they get electrocuted.
So you can say the guy in Tourist Trap is toying with them. Because he literally is.
Wait, and do you remember how they get
rid of... And he moves.
Do you remember how they get rid of the electricity? The electrified fence?
I don't recall.
They throw a demon's head off. Like, they cut off one of the demon girl's heads and throw it at the fence.
Well, that makes sense.
And then they see the electricity field go away, and they're like, magic versus magic. Paul, this is fucking terrible.
I've got no problem with that.
Yeah, no, you should.
I have a problem. I have a big problem with this revelation.
This is almost... I like this because this is the first time Joe's not reprimanding me. For liking something terrible.
I wouldn't give it a 4 out of 5, though, Sean.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah.
How many stars would you give it? 3.5.
A 1.
You'd give this a 1.
But you like it.
Okay, hold on. You give this a 1. I agree with that. What would you give Tourist Trap? There's no way you give that a half star.
No, I would not. I would not give it a half star. But I'd actually probably give it a 1.5.
But
I actually enjoyed watching Sorority Babes in Slimeball Ballorama more.
Wait, yeah. So I understand Paul's thing. So like, Paul's where I get confused, but I'll bounce around.
Actual rating-wise, the other one's the better movie, but...
Okay, I get that.
My ratings are fucked up because I'll grade something on how it looks, but then the rest of them I'll grade on if I liked it or not.
No, that's
fine.
Which
is why my ratings make no sense.
I get that. I do that too. Like, there's some movies that I recognize are better movies, but I'd rather watch, you know, something else.
Yeah.
I just refuse to believe you had more fun watching this. Than anything.
I don't know. It went by really quick.
It's super short. It goes by pretty quick. It does get very slow towards the point where we're talking about when they're just running around doing fucking nothing.
You know, the beginning part and then the end part. Both pretty fucking slow.
Yeah, but at least
like the fucking high-paced action of
Spider was imp. Spider was entertaining.
Just blowing my mind.
Spider was entertaining enough for me.
And
Uncle Impy, although he's a big old fucking sack of shit that doesn't move and is potentially really racist.
He's basically an inanimate object.
I know, but that's kind of funny.
That's not. You laugh at chairs? It's not funny.
If that chair was the fucking villain and had 800 teeth, I would. Dude, if he said, have a nice trip, see you next fall.
I wouldn't laugh.
I would laugh. Actually, well, I didn't laugh. I'm going to be honest. I watched it alone.
Well,
I sat there. and did not laugh. How about but
when he goes, monster in the back seat, oldest drinking.
That was fun.
That is funny. That is funny.
Well, let's get to the end. They, like I said, Spider and this Calvin walk around.
I'm like heated.
we see a demon girl. Uncle Impy is just narrating everything we're seeing at this point. We see a dead demon girl in the alley is missing, and he goes, "Oh, where's Miss Lumpy Face?" Just like it's own progeny, so I don't know why he's making fun of her. More wandering around. The janitor gets got by a demon girl with an axe to the neck. No gore or anything. They chop off her head with said axe, throw it at the fence, and we learn that magic is casting magic against itself, which makes no sense. Calvin jumps in the car. Spider's like, "You go on." And that's when a girl pops out of the back seat. And Uncle Impy says, "Monster in the back seat. Oldest trick in the book." The demon is in the back attacking them. And they crash into the biggest crash of all time. It's the biggest car wreck ever. Calvin should be dead, but he's not. And just as that's happening, Uncle Impy has finally moved out to like the porch of the mall. And Spider literally sneaks up behind him, like tiptoeing, and puts a fucking coffee can over him. Like literally a coffee can, like a large coffee can.
Yep.
And it was so alarming that that was the end.
This is not the end.
It's so alarming that that's how they got Uncle Impy that I was like, well, what's he going to do? Like he's just going to knock the tin off.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen.
No.
Instead, as a matter of fact, they just leave him in the tin.
Leave him on the side of the road so he can call for help.
Yeah. And then he breaks the fourth wall.
What does he say?
He asks the viewers at home.
To help take
the tin off.
Yeah, I turned it off like immediately. No. I guess Paul sat through the credits, hoping for a Marvel ending. Cut to Uncle Impy on a beach.
Stanley.
Stanley.
Stanley being like, "Oh, he's fucking imps."
Excelsior.
Excelsior imps. What is he always, what's his other line that he always says? Not Excelsior.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
No, I said that to my wife the other day, though. She's like, "What the fuck did you just say to me?" No, it's like, it's like what he calls the fans. Well, anyway, so that's Sorority Babes in the Slime Bowl Ballarama.
I'm not clapping for that.
Uncle Imp. Stop. Uncle Imp.
Dude.
Oh, and by the way, Spider takes Calvin on her motorcycle and is like, "I'm taking you to my place." Yeah. Calvin is the shittiest actor of all time, too.
Sure, yeah.
So this episode was a little long, so we can just end it here. Oh, it wasn't that long. So next week, Tourist Trap.
Yeah.
With co-host Paul.
Boo.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming on, as usual, for the summer splatter with something. Great marketing. Now we got to talk.
Actually, I like that.
The summer what?
Splatter something.
Summer splatter something?
Yeah.
I'll go with that then. I'm easy to please. We got to talk about our other movies. So then the following week we're doing Street Trash.
Did you watch that yet?
No.
Okay.
I watched Gutter Balls by accident, and thank God I did, because we should never do that ever.
All right. So let's choose another one.
So that same girl... I mean, we don't have to do that one. We could do something else that's a little splatterific. Was Trick or Treat from 1986 splatter? Is that the one with Gene Simmons?
Yes, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Robats.
I really want to do it that, but we should probably save that. We got Spellbinder, Chud.
Can we do Chud 2?
Chud 2.
Bud the Chud?
The Chud.
Dude, fucking Bud the Chud. No. That's not on here.
Can we pretend it is? Say we mess a Reddit.
Let me see who it is. Idle Hands.
I mean, I love Idle Hands.
Idle Hands.
Big Devin Sawa guy.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. It's weird. I don't know why. I don't know. Plan 9 from Outer Space. That's not it. The Thing. Theater of Blood. What?
I don't even know if you could talk about Plan 9.
No, I don't think so. It's hard.
Yes, you can.
Well, we could do Chud. Or this girl, Amanda, also had a hobo with a shotgun.
That's pretty splatter.
It's very splatter, yeah. Actually. I don't know why. Or Bad Taste.
Yeah, I think it's Bad Taste.
That's what I thought. You know what?
Have you seen Bad Taste?
Yes.
What?
The Peter Jackson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thinking of Dead Alive?
No, I'm thinking about Bad Taste, Joe.
I think it's Bad Taste.
I think I watched it with you, you asshole.
I don't think it's true.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was with you.
All right. We'll think about it, but I think it's going to be Bad Taste. Maybe Hobo with a Shotgun, though. That is really splatterific. Gutterballs, though, just for everyone, don't watch it if you're like a person. I don't want to say easily offended because I'm not easily offended, and I was greatly offended. I'm speechless that this was made into a movie. Like that somebody was like, yeah, like I was telling Joe.
What's the concept?
One of my notes, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I watched half of it. I'm not even entirely sure. One of my notes is it's written like our fake Rob Zombie scripts.
Oh, geez.
Like, you fucking cunt. I'm not even going to say the words that they say because cunt is the least offensive of the words that they say. Like, derogatory terms for everyone, every person. And I was just like, this is fucking terrible. And one of my notes is, does this give you more respect for the way Rob Zombie writes scripts? Because that's how bad this one is. Like, as a Rob Zombie. It's a Rob Zombie ripoff script.
What year is this movie from?
2008.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So they
there's no
know
past.
Better.
There's no past.
So they
like,
should know better.
Oh, it was the 80s. No, this yeah. is well into, they thought it was funny. Just don't watch it. It's a fucking 20-minute rape scene at the beginning. That's not an exaggeration.
Were you watching Irreversible?
I don't even know what that is, Paul.
There's a very long rape scene.
Paul's movie knowledge is obnoxious. Because no one's going to know that. Although now I'm going to get like 8 million tweets.
Yeah, everyone's going to know.
Everyone's going to know.
This is a very, very long scene.
Yeah.
What movie? Is
2002.
Monica Belushi's in it.
It's French.
You may remember her from The Matrix. Revolution.
Was she?
Chill. Yeah, the Matrix Revolution.
The douche chill.
Dude, I don't know how he knows this. I don't know how he knows this.
Oh, no, it's Matrix Reloaded. Sorry. Eh, fuck, she's in both of them. Whatever.
You think of Carrie Ann Moss?
No.
You literally said her name. All right, guys, that's the end of this episode. We got to get out of here. Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. Thanks, Harley Poe, for allowing us to use the song for our theme song. Check him out. What else do we have? Our pin sets, by the time this comes out, they'll be coming out soon. We have pins that we're going to be selling, so check that out. The Mangler hats will be coming out at the same time. I think we only have 9 left, so buy those, and I'll throw in a pin set for free. Patreon members are getting the pins for free anyway, with exclusive pin in that set. But yeah, everyone else, they will be available to purchase. So if you do want the pins, check that out. IHateHorror.com. I'll have the link to it, which is, I just redesigned the site. And that's it. I'm on Twitter at IHateHorrorShow, on Instagram and Snapchat at IHateHorror.
I'm at JoeV421, Boogdish 1985, and Horror Show Joe.
Paul is like,
he doesn't plug his
Paul
shit.
Paul just got
so.
Married, so like, he's busy constantly.
What?
You're all shacked up now.
Oh, that chick?
Yeah. What chick? Don't let her listen to this podcast. She'll be like, what the fuck? Paul's got a girl.
She's not allowed to use technology. Jesus
Christ. Are you going to plug anything?
No.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Ask if he's going to plug anything.
Oh.
At Bujaga.
Maybe my phone. 87. Battery's dying.
Plug in my phone. Stupid. All right. So that's it. For Joe. What was that?
fucking Uncle Impy over here.
For Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.